Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
7:04 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out behind the glass. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. Jalen Johnson was named Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Hawks are back in action tonight. They're back home to take on the Pistons. Pregame is at 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7:30. The Cowboys beat the Raiders in Vegas last night, 33-16 on Monday Night Football. And the New York Jets are benching QB Justin Fields for Tyrod Taylor. Before we get into the Falcons, good, bad, and ugly in the updates on the injury report, do you guys want to try the impossible question again?
All right, I need you to read it one more time.
Okay. A recent survey-based study with over 3,200 adults looked at how often people do this, and it can help affect their level of depression and anxiety in a positive way. What is that thing?
It's either running or working out. Same thing. It's exercise, I think.
I think it's something simpler than that. I think it's like hugging a loved one.
Or smiling. Or laughing.
Going. What do you got, Dylan?
Petting a dog.
That would be a good one. One of you is right.
Or being petted.
One of the three of you is right.
I'm going to say it's not Dylan because he said pet a dog.
It is not Dylan.
Oh, I cannot believe I did that.
It is not Bo.
Oh.
It's hugging someone.
Oh, let's go.
Hey, attaboy, Mike.
Let's go.
You would all people would get
You know
that
what I mean?
Answer.
Somebody in here had to think with their noggin. I appreciate it. You know what I mean?
So if you are feeling levels of depression today after all the Falcons news came out yesterday, yeah, go ahead and give someone a hug.
That'd be great. That'd be great. We'll just, as soon as this segment's over, let's just all,
you know, group hug.
Just bear it up right there in the middle. I'm the bullpen.
I'll sit this one out.
Is Sandy out there yet? I'll give Sandy a hug. I mean, she'll hug me.
Well, I'm sure you got all the notifications on your phone yesterday, but there was a lot of news that came out of Flowery Branch. The Falcons have placed Michael Penix Jr. on the IR. He has an injured left knee, will miss a minimum of 4 games. Kirk Cousins will be starting QB. And Raheem Morris also did confirm that Drake London has a PCL sprain and is out this week, maybe more.
I can't tell you guys enough the levels that I went through yesterday, right? I'm like, oh, Michael Penix is hurt, could be out. I'm like, oh, you know, we'll get to see Kirk Cousins, maybe see what this offense looks like under center a little bit more. Oh, he's going to be put on IR. I'm like, oh, it's not good. That's, maybe we'll get a little too much Kirk Cousins here. Could be season ending. I'm like, oh, dear God. We're going to go to the whole offseason. We're going to get all the way to the offseason without this. And then you pile on with the Drake London stuff, and I'm going, I don't even know how this offense is going to function. I don't know. I don't even know what the roadmap looks like right now for this to be a good offense. Run wide zone with Bijan from under center, your Kirk Cousins, and hopefully that works. Like, that's – I don't know. Like, I was sick to my stomach yesterday. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I kept getting asked, and what's wrong with you? You stressed about something?
Yes, I am.
I was like, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. I kind of turned into Bill Belichick. I was like, I don't know. We're all in New Orleans.
Cut the sleeves off.
It's just unbelievable where we're at, where the season is, where we're at here.
Well, Jordan, we lost by 40 today to Boston College. So, it's not good.
Yeah, we should probably do another 60 minutes interview. Maybe this time we let them ask how we met. What do you think? But it's frustrating, man. And I feel like it's weird because I don't want to be that guy, and I don't want to be hype man, because I'm as frustrated as anybody. But
oh, don't do this.
Kirk Cousins, kind of going back to the scene of the crime last year in New Orleans. Caleb McGarry's foot gets stepped on by Chris Lindstrom. His shoulder gets driven into the turf. That was the beginning of, you know, the entire entire saga.
Don't
you're
do
six
this to
and
yourself,
three,
man.
You're six and
what are you
let,
doing?
Just let me finish. You're 6-3 going in there. This year you're 3-7. Could this be, you know, Kirk Cousins' version of Red Dead Redemption or whatever that that Western game is where you go shoot people up and everything, you know, boom, and get your revenge. Is this the Kirk Cousins revenge tour or redemption tour? Does it start the scene at the place almost the exact same time of the year? It was November, remember? I don't know.
I don't know if you did that on purpose. We do remember November.
Let Bostradamus cook. That's what I'll say. Let Bostradamus cook.
He's living in a world where he's picturing this season being some kind of highlight trailer afterwards.
It's
being
not.
Like,
but can I give myself some reason to look forward to
Kirk
going?
Returns to the scene of the crime.
Can a man dream, Mike?
He redeems himself.
Can I give myself a reason to look forward to going to New Orleans?
Sure.
And suffering through the trash that city is, with the trash that stadium is, with the trash that press box is. Their press box food is trash. Their organization is trash. Can I just give myself a reason to go there?
Wouldn't pick that one. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't pick that one.
You better get ready, because we've got 2 hours
we
of pregame coming up Sunday, and I'm going to hammer that home.
Spears, Tyler Shuck. Like, give me something like that.
The left tackle from Texas, is it Banks? They drafted
yep,
there.
Kelvin Banks. Yep.
Yeah.
Jaylen, there you go.
Yeah, there we go. Jaylen Walker versus Kelvin Banks.
Just like he did in the SEC title game last year.
Part three.
I mean, we should let him go on and on, because the morning shift over the last 2 weeks, we've been speaking things into existence.
That's true.
We were on our show call yesterday talking about James Franklin, and then a moment later, that broke.
That's true.
So,
I mean, some of that Buster Diamonds rubbed off on me.
I'm the guy that said 10 wins for Tech. Mike said it too. And then I said 50 sacks for the Falcons, and y'all laughed at me.
Man,
and I said, I'll guarantee at least 40. And so we're close, I think.
Yeah, we are.
So we got to get to the good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah.
You guys have been reviewing the film, kind of looking at Sunday's game before all this news broke. So let's rewind back. Let's go back to Sunday.
Why
was good?
Why?
I know we got to be.
We have to.
I know we got to be relatively quick. I thought the D-line, and I've harped on the D-line not getting off blocks. I thought they did as good as could be imagined. I was really upset about the loss of Sam Roberts. I thought Kentavious Street stepped up, played a really good game. I thought Akil London had one of the best games of his season.
He did.
And I thought that David Onyemata had a pretty good game. I thought actually Rook flashed too a couple of times, really shedding blocks. So I'll give credit where credit's due. This defensive line shed blocks, making tackles in the hole. I thought they did as good as they possibly could have.
It's a good one. I thought about that too. Mine's going to make you sad, but I mentioned it earlier. To me, it was the resurgence of the big three at which is now going to be way different, obviously, this week. But the fact that for the first time in a while you had Penix, Bijan, and Drake at the same time rolling, right? Bijan had 2 rushing touchdowns in the game. Drake obviously went off for over 100 yards. And it just felt like for the first time you had those three guys who were the leaders of your offense as far as skill position were rolling. And it felt good, and you found something. Now, it didn't stay because Penix gets injured, and it changed the trajectory of the game in a lot of ways. But I thought it was the first time you were able to see all three guys kind of playing well together, maybe since the Buffalo game.
Yeah, possibly.
How about the bad? What was bad?
I'll go first on this. I think our wide zone blocking is broke. And that's crazy because that scheme is devised so that you have to do a little bit less and just be consistent with it. But it's broken. The backside is not climbing. The backside's not getting cut off in the B gap. The front side is not allowing the running back to press the hole. The front side guard is getting his butt whooped no matter which side it's on right now and allowing the defensive tackles to play back in the wide zone. Wide zone for us is working about once every 4 times we run it. And we tried to come out and run it the first series. It was bad. So it's completely broken right now. They've got to find a way to fix it.
The attention to details. I mentioned this yesterday. The lack of attention to details is bad because it's costing you football games, and it's costing you games every the three games you've lost. We talked about earlier how close they were. You know, they're all because of attention to details. Not doing the little things. Just a few that I wrote down. Lindstrom to holding on second one. That's a series that Penix ends up getting injured on, and I'm not blaming Lindstrom. Don't get me wrong, but because it could have happened anyways, you know, that's something that those are freak plays. I don't blame people for stuff like that. But it was second and one, you get the holding, and it's completely you ended up having to punt because of it. Neusel and Hinton getting downfield before they're supposed to on the screen pass, which I believe was in overtime, which cost you that series.
Yep.
Pitts drops again, second week in a row, big drop. Letting the kickoff hit in that landing zone and roll through the end zone, which means the ball – and when the ball hits, like, I think it's inside the 10, maybe just the 5 or something, but if it lands in there and goes through the end zone and you don't field it or whatever, that's coming out to the 20, not the 35, like it does when it's kicked through the end zone.
I agree.
That's an attention to detail that you just can't allow. You know, you're allowing – you know, there's too many little – little screw ups in the secondary where you're missing. You know, the touchdown I think McMillan caught, not the one in the end. I can't remember. Not the one that Caden was on zone, but the one where Bates and Bowman are talking, and he essentially just got a free release in the corner. Like that. Those maybe it was Coker, but those can't happen.
And what about the ugly?
I think that. For me, and I almost erased this because of the return that did set you up in field goal range at the end, but the return game that he just talked about, where you're letting the ball roll through and come out to the 20, that's to open overtime, if I'm not mistaken. You also fumbled, you muffed a punt, Jamal Agnew muffed a punt that went out at the 5, and Natron Brooks fumbled a kickoff return. I mean, with those, you can't have one of those mistakes in a game and think you're going to win. For all three of those things to happen in a game is you just that's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. Marquise Williams and that entire special teams unit has been bad all year. Take the field goal kicker out of it. Those special teams units have been bad all year. And for that to happen in one game, I think a lot of that led to the turnaround for the Carolina Panthers in the second half.
It's going to sound like I'm picking on the guy, and I don't mean to, but Natron Brooks.
Yeah, it was. It was
ugly. You can't have back-to-back plays as bad as he did. You cannot give up 6 points on a touchdown pass where you just got ran by Xavier Leggett, and then turn around and just gaff the kickoff so poorly that he didn't. Never got possession of it. But muffed it, tried to run with it, and turned the ball over. I don't care what it led to. That partly changed the trajectory of the game.
No doubt, but I thought you were going to say even one more. The rumble at the end, I think it was Tommy Trimble, where he comes in and tries to punch the ball out, but nobody else has Tommy Trimble wrapped up.
Yeah,
and he rumbles for
too.
30 more yards. I'm like, bro, that's not the time or place to try to punch the ball out. Somebody's got to tackle the guy.
In fairness, I'm not trying to pick on it. It's more of the sequence.
It was terrible.
Is it being ugly right there that he had? But yeah, you're right. You're absolutely spot on.
Well, and if you have any thoughts on the good, the bad, and the ugly, feel free to tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. We will continue to talk about the future of the Falcons season throughout the show. But coming up next, Aaron Rodgers wants to be like Terry Bradshaw. I'll tell you why when we go in the huddle next on Sports Radio 929, The Game, and the Odyssey app. Sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and we're about to go in the huddle. But Mike, you are in charge of Top 5 Tuesday today.
Yeah, it's an angry one, if I'm being real. I was really upset. I was mad yesterday at everything that was going on. Usually when I'm in that kind of mood, my kids can brighten my day, but they wanted to watch movies yesterday, and I said, yeah, I don't like these people on the screen. So I actually made a top five list of Disney characters I want to punch in the face. Top five Disney characters I'd like to punch in the face. And I'm not calling for violence towards anybody, but
man, y'all call
these
me the
five
angry
Disney
one.
Characters, they need to be punched in the face. There's just no two ways about it. So I've got that one coming up.
Gaston must be on this list.
That'll be in, 20 minutes?
Yeah. So. 7:40, we'll be handling that. Now, the opposite of anger, if you want to hang out with Andy and Randy this Friday for a special broadcast of the Midday Show, they're going to be live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. They're going to be enjoying all the food, drink, and scenic views while also gearing up for a weekend full of football and basketball. It's Andy and Randy Friday from 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Cowboys beat the Raiders in Vegas last night, 33-16. Here is Brian Schottenheimer on not running up the score.
When they huddled, coming out their drive, I knew, of course, they were going to go for it on fourth down. I wasn't going to try to score there. Don't need to. Too much respect for the game, too much respect for Pete. And, again, walk out of here with a great win and a great team win.
Respect for Pete might be the only thing keeping this franchise afloat right now, the way they've played, man. They're brutal. The Raiders are brutal. I know that one of their biggest issues is they have had a set of piano keys at the offensive line. Just none of them playing well at the right time. They've shuffled guys around. Chip Kelly's the play caller. Geno Smith looks like a bad fit. He looks like he's over the hill. Ashton Jeanty looks like a bust. I mean, from the top to the bottom, that is a team that is quite awful. To put it lightly. So.
Oh, and Geno said, put all the blame on him. He came out last season. Anything that's doesn't look right with the offense is on me. Anything that's wrong with this offense is on me. So I appreciate what he's doing there. But it's not been a good first year for Pete Carroll. But look, you'll get him. He'll get a couple of years there to try to fix that organization.
I'm curious how long. He's already, and they mentioned this last night, he's already the oldest head coach in NFL history at 74.
Wait, what?
That's what it said last night.
In history?
That's what it said.
I can't be right. Is that really?
That's what they said last night. Oldest? I don't know. I didn't fact check him because it seemed like that, ESPN was on top of it. But I'd go fact check if I need to. But yeah, so I don't know. I'd curious what the 3-year, 4-year plan is. I don't know, but it's not good right now. I can tell you that.
Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers won against the Bengals 34-12, but Aaron Rodgers, the big story is that he's injured again. He hurt his left wrist at the end of the half. Got testing done yesterday. He does have a slight break in his wrist. Apparently, though, Aaron still wants to play against the Bears. Terry Bradshaw Terry Bradshaw did it back in 1977. He didn't miss a start after getting a slight break.
I don't know. Like I can't even hear that headline without thinking of Michael Penix. I can't even hear that one. I'm like, yeah, join the crew, baby. We're all right there. Just us and the Commanders and like everybody just come on down. I don't know what to think. But I mean, if Aaron Rodgers wants to do that, more power to him. I mean, unfortunately, it's the same conversation having Pete Carroll. What's the 3-year plan? You might as well go out there and throw the pigskin around a little bit. Make everybody wonder who your wife is for a little longer. There you go.
Wait, I don't even know why you had to bring that up. That's such an odd story. Only because it makes my mind go over here. Dude, he only wants to play against the Bears because he feels like he's their daddy and he owns
Rodgers.
Them. And he's made this is a thing with him, and it's a little bit when Aaron Rodgers' ego starts kind of getting out of control with some stuff. That's why he wants to play so badly, because he knows he owns the Bears, and he wants to go and be like, hey, you might be 7-3. You might have Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson, but who's your daddy?
Yeah, it's like, hey, Mason Rudolph, if you take all the snaps, the whole week you take all the snaps, let me just get one touchdown drive. just so I can remind the people, and then I'll get out and you can go.
Are we talking about backup quarterback reps in practice?
Yes, we are.
Where's Josina at? We can get an accurate.
I don't know. Probably somebody that can confirm if those are the first ones. I
think she's in Boulder.
The Jets have decided to make a QB change. Aaron Glenn is putting in Tyrod Taylor over Justin Fields. Couple and Vikings, Ravens, Chargers, Dolphins, Steelers, which seems realistic.
We just can't seem to get rid of on the show the talks of Arthur Smith's quarterbacks and in the fit, right? I mean, we just can't seem to flush.
Well, he's under contract
We just can't get rid of these topics, man. It's Justin Fields. I mean, I don't. This was bound to not work out well. I hate to say that, but Aaron Glenn, that whole operation, they're trading everybody off. If I'm Justin Fields, I'm going, all right, man, sure. Yeah, see if the 15-year veteran can fare any better than I am, because I think this everything we're doing is broken.
Yeah, when he signed, you never thought that was going to be the place for him. I'm curious if Justin Fields is the next quarterback to travel around and all of a sudden figure it out. And The only thing for me is he's never gotten a quarterback guru type coach, you know, a coach that's known to be a quarterback guru, to have him to coach, you know, like Darnold was went to Minnesota with O'Connell, you know, Baker got to go and Matthew Stafford in some sense got to go to McVay. Jared Goff got Ben Johnson.
Baker got Canales too, which we saw firsthand last week.
You just go around to these quarterbacks that have revitalized their career. Geno got to go up to Seattle. Like, all these guys have gotten around good coaches for quarterbacks. Someone that has that reputation, if Justin Fields is cut after this year, or maybe after the next year, he's able to get out of there, do they take him in, and does he have that kind of growth?
I got one for you, Todd Monken. About that one,
yeah. But here's the problem: is he going to go back up Lamar?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think he should.
Would he be willing to do that?
For sure. This is strike four. He should be willing to go back up Lamar, learn a good offense. And you know what? There's a lot to be said about him being able to come in if something were to happen, Lamar, and actually be a little bit more of a change of pace.
Well, I think he's more like Lamar than most backups you could find, just because of the fact of how good he can move. And he can throw on the move.
And I think that Todd Monken does a good job of utilizing the mobility and actually throwing with it. And so that would be a good pairing for me.
Well, coming up, we're going to dive back into the fate of the Falcons season. And just because I need to hear you say this again, it's Top 5 Tuesday. What is it?
I'm going to let the anger out. Top 5 Disney characters I want to punch in the face. Yeah, I think you're going to agree. That's right.
It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, thanks for being here this morning. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift with Allie Mack, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Top 5 Tuesday is on deck. Mike wants to punch Disney characters, so look forward to that.
Many of them, actually.
Y'all call me the angry person on the
trouble,
show.
I had trouble whittling this one down to 5, if we're being real.
That will be coming up momentarily.
I just hope your kids aren't listening.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Look, we know the outlook is not good for Michael Penix. We got the news yesterday that he's going on IR for a knee injury, but Raheem Morris wouldn't elaborate.
I don't want to say that, you know, because that's just not my place to say yet. You know, I want those guys to get a chance to look at it and see it, go look in it and get all the details about it. Give them opportunity to do it. And definitely when I found out, I'll update it. If you're not trying to hide anything from you guys, but I want to make sure before we actually confirm anything about your quarterback.
He wouldn't confirm or deny that it was an ACL tear is what he's referring to there. And it was said that he's going to miss four games, but Raheem also said it could be more.
Yeah, and they're going to get a second opinion.
Yeah.
There's always concern anytime you put anybody on IR with all our guys. There's always a concern about that, you know, hurting for the young man, you know, especially how well he's playing to begin in that football game, you know, really finding his groove. I like this week of preparation. I like the way he went through everything. I like how he was prepared at a very high level. I like how he took a lot of ownership on it last week and really was ready to have a bounce back week. And it's just it's heartbreaking for him to go out and get hurt. And there's always a concern of any of those type of things of missing time.
That's where it's at. I mean, that's the problem. That's the worst part about it. I mean, obviously the injury is the worst part, but the – whatever this season turns into or doesn't turn into, you know, you said it earlier, you didn't want an incomplete, like, grade on him. But to me, it was like I wanted to see him get better. And when you have a low point like he did in Berlin, from his standpoint of how he played on the field, what you saw in the first half against Carolina is exactly the what you wanted to see from him coming back out and answering of that bad game. And you wanted to see him what did we always talk about? Stacking games. You wanted to see him stack performances like that, build his confidence, get comfortable, show NFL defenses that you have to do, that there's growth and you have to prepare. You know, it's not just one thing to prepare for. He's not just throwing the guy throwing to the outside or deep balls, right? He's taking what you give him, starts throwing across the middle, which we saw a little bit more of. Running with the football, all those things. Now it's like, feels like it's just out the window.
Yeah, it definitely does. I'm going to be careful in how I word this because I want to make sure that this lands correctly. And I'm coming to this conversation as a guy who spent three of my five seasons on the injured reserve. All right, I'm just going to throw that out there. I played a ton of games in college. I was never really injured in college, but I got here and I had troubles from the get-go, being injured, getting put on IR, having foot surgeries, things along those lines. Do you look at this situation and think that Terry or Raheem – bear any criticism because of drafting a guy who had multiple knee surgeries in college as a first-round quarterback? Everybody along the lines has said, well, this guy's had knee surgeries. And I've looked at him the entire time and said, dude, he's years removed from those. He's fine. He's going to be okay. Just needs to develop as a passer unless somebody, you know, falls into the leg or something like that. But if I'm being real, now I'm looking at it going, dude, could have seen this one coming. You know, and I think that's one of the conversations I have because I do take pride in the fact that we get on the show and we try to present nuance to these criticisms of front office, the ownership, the coaches, and everything else that comes along with it. But I'd be lying if I didn't say I look at this and go, I don't think this is just a series of unfortunate events. This is something that probably could have been forecasted at some point when you talk about this injury.
If it was his right knee, then I would agree with you. But isn't this his left knee, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes.
So, which I'm pretty positive, you know, that he had the two on the right knee. I'm pretty positive. I know that there's that picture out there of him in the wheelchair.
I was going to say, I thought it was both.
I had always thought it was both, too, but I was reading that I think it was just that it was two on the right. But I don't necessarily believe in that. I think there are guys that are injury prone as far as, you know, like it feels like Christian McCaffrey's a guy that always has an injury, but it's seemingly always something different, right?
Yes. And his is like a lot of soft tissue.
Yeah.
That's calf strain, hamstring, quad, like, groin.
You could have when he was traded from Carolina to San Francisco, you could have forecasted he was going to miss at some point in that run at San Francisco, he's going to miss an extended amount of time, which he did last year, right?
Yeah.
But guys tearing their knees up, I mean, I'm not necessarily sure that you're more susceptible to a knee to tearing an ACL if you've torn one before. I don't know. I don't know the study about that. I don't know how it goes, but
you are for sure.
Yeah.
But to your point, I think that this is the different knee than the ACL he had before.
Yeah. And the way with knees, you get bent back and stuff, and that's kind of what happened. He got bent a little bit on his way down, is the way he landed and kind of got bent to the side, and that's kind of where this has come from. But I don't know. I just don't know if you can constantly go through that and say, well, I got to draft a guy that's never had an injury, because you won't be drafting a lot of guys.
I get that. It's just so much. There's so many eggs put into a basket when you draft a first-round quarterback, particularly the way they did. And now I'm looking at it going, man, I don't know that I would put all my eggs in that basket if I had to do it over again. And that's unfair for me. God knows that I know it more than anybody. Well, I'm just looking at it from a general manager's point of view and going, ugh.
But how much of that changes the way he changed? Like, he was a guy that was a – when he was tearing his knee up, he was a guy that ran.
Yeah.
And he tore his knee.
Fair point.
Had his shoulder. He turned into a – he changed how he played football. The way he played at Indiana and the way he played at Washington, two different quarterbacks completely. So, I don't know. I guess, yeah, sure. You know, if you want to – if you're looking to find fault, you can.
Yeah. I don't know. I just – I'm having trouble with that one, that's all. And as always, Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it, family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Hopefully the people at Buffalo's are not upset with me or playing any Disney movies in there, because you do bring the entire herd with you. And when there's sports, since it's not on, it's not landing, maybe you throw a Disney movie on at the Buffalo's Cafe, all right? So I'm like everybody. I was upset at the news yesterday. I'm furious about the Atlanta Falcons and the season they are having. The bad news just continues to get worse. Mm-hmm. So I do what most people do, or some people do, not most. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna hang out with my kids. You know, I'm gonna unplug for a little bit. Kids are like, hey, daddy, let's turn on a movie. I'm like, all right, man, let's turn on a movie. What do you want to watch? I'll get to that in a minute. I'll tell you what we watched last night, because this guy is on the list. First and foremost, a couple honorable mentions. The topic. Top five Disney characters I want to punch in the face. So if you are angry in your car, punching at the air, just give me 5 minutes to take your mind off of Michael Penix and the Atlanta Falcons, or whoever else you feel like is to blame. Raheem Morris, Zach Robinson, Terry Fondo, Arthur Blank. You can go top to bottom. All right, just follow me down this list. Honorable mentions. I've got the hunter from Bambi, all right, who I'm not. I'd like to punch that guy in the face. He's just a sportsman, I know, but I'd like to punch him in the face. And Goofy's neighbor, Pete. I don't know how much y'all fought along. The guy with the big Winnebago that has the bowling alley up top, just always, you know, diminishing Goofy's feelings and everything else.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes that's necessary.
All right. Dylan, we'll do the number and the sound together. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you guys. This guy right here, he believed it was unladylike to read books.
Number five.
If I didn't know better, I'd think you had feelings for this monster.
He's no monster, Gaston. You are.
She's as crazy as the old man.
Beast will make off with your children. He'll come after them in the night.
No.
We're not safe till his head is mounted on my wall.
We know who Gaston is.
I knew he would be on there.
He's an absolute meathead. Handsome fella,
really?
But misogynist and everything
jaw.
Else along the way. He actually got people to riot towards the castle and storm off with the beast and try to kill him.
Thought he had a little too much hair for you, Allie.
Nice ponytail, Gaston. All right, usually a fan favorite at the Disney World, too, to Allie's point. All right, let's move on. This one right here. Look, man, there's only one thing to hate about people like this. When you want to hurt puppies, you got problems.
Number four.
15 puppies. 15 puppies. How marvelous, how marvelous, how perfectly. Oh, the devil take it, they're mongrels. No spots at all. What a horrid little white rat.
You're not getting these puppies, Cruella.
No.
Go somewhere else. I'd like to punch you in the face.
Puncher.
I'd like to punch you in the face, Cruella. All right, we got to move on because we got to go relatively quickly. I don't know how familiar the older generation is with this guy, but this is the movie we were watching yesterday. This fella, he's got 12 older brothers, and he had to find a more direct route to the throne.
Number three.
Anna.
She froze my heart, and only an act of true love can save me.
A true love's kiss. Oh, Anna. If only there was someone out there who loved you.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'll punch this guy in his nose. Freaking ridiculous, man. Hans. I've never disliked anybody the way I do Hans in that movie. Oh, man, he brings up all the emotions. All right, we got to move on because we got to go quick. This guy, you know the deal. How about this one? He's just got a dog named Scud. Anybody remember who this one is? Play it, Dylan.
Number two.
Now on, you must take good care of your toys. Because if you don't, we'll find out, Sid. We toys can see everything.
So play nice.
That's right, Sid Phillips. If you don't play nice with your toys, we're going to come get you. You need to be punched in the face, you big bully.
Did I see right that they're coming out with like Toy Story 5?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Just dropped the trailer.
It's been 30 years since the original came out, which makes me want to vomit. Absolutely vomit. All right. And then any guesses? Any guesses?
It's got to be Jafar.
It better be.
Even worse.
Scar.
Number one.
Scar! Brother, help me!
Long live the king.
Dude, you're going to punch an animal?
Yes, I'd like to punch him dead in his nose.
Yes!
Scar deserves
to be
punched. I
square it with Scar, too.
Well, I was punching a kid the one before that. Sid Phillips needs to get knocked out.
Yeah, but that kid's a punk.
And I also punched a lady at number four. But she deserved it as well.
She hurts dogs.
Yeah, she hurts puppies, man. As a matter of fact, I'd put Scar third on that list of people I probably should not hit. But Gaston can catch the hands, and Hans definitely can, too. There you go, top to bottom. Gaston, Cruella de Vil, Hans. From Frozen, Sid Phillips from Toy Story, and Scar. I would like to punch all of them in the face.
Never saw Frozen. That's why I was very quiet when the Hans one.
Hans is, yes, you are. Yes,
you want to build a snowman.
It's about to be on repeat in the Morgan household.
Olaf is extremely annoying. Hans is just
come on, man. Don't do that. Don't do Olaf like that.
No,
Olaf's cool.
Olaf can kick rocks.
I let her watch the end of Days of Thunder yesterday.
Olaf is so dumb.
Much better.
Just
than
hanging out by the fireplace. Come Frozen. On, man. You're better than that. You're better than that, man. You know what I mean?
Don't
dreaming
be that
of
dumb.
Dreaming of summer, going to the beach. Get out of here.
You're
dude.
A snowman. All right, coming up, it's the wake up call 404-726-0929. You can weigh in on Mike's list of Disney characters you want to punch in the face. Hey, but also related. How did you take out your rage yesterday after all this Falcons news dropped? How are you feeling about the Falcons' fate this season? Call us now, 404-726-0929. The Wake Up Call is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.